What's good, family? You are now listening to episode 7.
I almost made it.
Fade to black.
For those of you who don't know what siete means, it's 7.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Alan Martinez, and I'm joined by my beautiful brothers, Lawrence Hopkins.
Hello.
Alvin Martinez.
Yo, Wagwan Mayot.
And Mr. Hype Man, Joel. Oh, man, you are listening to True to Size, I Can't, a weekly podcast where we get together like Nick Fury and the Avengers and figure out how to kick Thanos' ass. Only we rock kicks instead of kicking them. That was lame.
Nice.
Before we get
episode
started.
Episode is so bad already.
Yo, Trudy's out early, bro.
So Trudy came to play tonight.
Super reckless. Before we get started, I wanted to take a second to thank everyone for listening. As of yesterday, we broke 1,200 downloads.
Yeah. Big.
Gentlemen, congrats, and listeners, we love you. Now. Fire round. I want to introduce our new and hopefully concrete icebreaker.
Let's try again.
Fire round.
Oh, that's the name of it?
Yeah, that's the name of it. Okay. I'm thinking it'd be dope to have like a question every week, and then it will be suggested by our listeners.
And just like a quick ass answer.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, just something quick. Just something to break the ice, you know?
Yeah.
Ironic because it's called Fire Round. So please help us out and DM us on Instagram or email us on canagasoul@gmail.com. A quick, short, fun, and super sweet question to ask us. Our first question, which happens to be a non-sneaker related question. Oh, I thought this was going to be super fun to answer though.
Here we go.
Comes from SBX Mitch, who also has a question for us in letter time. We'll get to that later. But first, he asks us, which of the 4 Ninja Turtles would we be? We cannot be the same turtle.
Done.
We all have colors on our mics.
They know. I'm not. No. Okay, I have a red foam mic, and I'm not Raphael.
Who's orange? Who's
That's
orange?
Michelangelo.
Okay, I'm Michelangelo.
I feel like, well.
Okay, who's going first?
After that intro, I think you might be Michelangelo.
Yeah, for real.
I want to say I'm Leo because he's my favorite and I just want to be Leo. Can I be Leo?
Yeah, you're Leo.
Yeah. Please?
Yeah, do your thing.
Yes. Alvin, I think, is the angry one.
What? Nah, dog, that should have been you.
I think he's Raphael. I don't know.
Everybody's Raphael.
Everyone's Raphael at some point, but we can't be the same turtle.
I was going to pick Donatello.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's big stick. You know what I'm saying? Ooh,
wow. Oh my god.
No, I'm playing. But really though.
Seven.
But really though. He does not represent me, but he's hella smart. And his big stick.
Like,
it reaches,
speaks,
dog.
It speaks to
it
me.
It reaches.
This is so...
Like in the Sega Genesis game, so he was my dude, bro.
He has that reach, yeah.
Yeah, he had that reach. Like, yo, you could kill like 4
every
foot
man,
soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah. No one's safe.
All the foot soldiers with a half screen.
Yo, trust me. And he had that flipping one.
That's
my dude.
Yeah. Oh, that was so lit. You'd pick the soldier up by the stick.
Donatello, bro. My dude.
And then I guess that leaves... Okay. We sucked at this question. I'm very sorry, SBX Mitch.
Next.
This week in kicks.
Which shoe would you be?
All right. Moving on. First thing I wanted to bring up was Converse's Chuck 70 Brights collection. I'll be honest, this is the first time I've seen the Chuck 70 collection.
Silhouette.
Have you guys seen it?
Cool silhouette, yeah.
Yeah, I took a look at it.
There are slight differences to my favorite, the Chuck Taylors. Apparently the canvas is a bit heavier, so it like takes much more of a beating. And then I think the midsole, there's like a little bit of a wall that comes up more than the Chuck Taylor midsole.
It's higher. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like a little bit shiny too.
Yeah, and then it has this like little detail at the front, lateral, and medial side on this on the upper. It's got a cool. Yeah, those are the ones. Joel's looking them up. That's actually the colorway that I want. Bro. The Crimson Pulse, like the pinkish colorway. Yeah. Oh, man.
Gang, summer's gang. Coming.
Yeah, trust me.
It's cute.
I really... Oh, those ones too. There's like a light blue one. Jade
kind of color.
Yeah. And those
Tiffany
pop.
Blue. It's like a
Tiffany. Those are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the whole pack looks so sick.
I love the Chuck 70. It's a mm-hmm. really cool look with like the mm-hmm. off-white midsole. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Off-white, so no Virgil.
Ooh, at first, off-white. At first, that like off, higher off-white. Little bit of midsole bothered me a bit. But then the more I looked at it, and then I'm sure on foot too, man.
Very good mm-hmm. shoe on foot.
It would look so sleek.
Super clean.
Okay. We posted it on Canada Got Soul earlier. The Travis Scott Jordan brand.
Fuck.
Cactus Jack 4s.
All
right. I'm in.
PJ Tucker wore them last night.
That's mm-hmm. so ignorant.
Yeah, I know, man.
I know. He just wanted
he's
to
gonna
be
get
like,
fined.
He's
too.
Been known. He's been
he's
known
like
to
that
be.
Though.
He's definitely going to get fined because there's no blue in a Houston jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, do they still do that? Do they still fine
that.
Players
they still
if
do.
They're not wearing team colors?
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect him though because he doesn't give a fuck.
He does not give any shits. It's just cool because Travis Scott's from Houston. I feel like that's where the marketing was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was there too, also wearing them.
Yeah.
He was at the game.
He was at the game wearing them as well. Fuck, man. That shoe is sick. That like washed out blue.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like the M&M.
But like, yeah, like it was put in like a washing machine.
Yeah. It's very UNC blue-ish more than I thought.
And then this on the heel with just the Cactus Jack branding. Like they don't do that. They don't just take the Jumpman off and put something else there for anybody. So that's sick. Yeah.
And it's not even like it just says Cactus Jack in like a Air Jordan font.
Yeah. No, it's his own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to see the inside. I feel like the inside's going to be cool. Like I feel like there'll be cool like insole detailing or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's like speckle all over the like the brackets, I guess. The eyelet brackets.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So sick.
Lots of cool detailing.
It does, yeah, you're right, Kujol. It does remind me of the Encore 4s.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys could afford it and you had to pick one.
Of?
The Encore or the Cactus Jack.
Encore.
Yeah.
Despite the value?
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. It's more wearable.
And definitely. I think the colors work a lot more better.
That's classic, bro. Like
trust.
Bruh.
Trust.
Bruh.
Yeah, no, they're
sick. What about Encore 4s or Undefeated 4s?
Ooh, that's tough. I know. Elvis killed you.
Because I'm a blue and red man's, like, you know, my Spider-Man colorways, my Captain America.
Okay, true.
Yeah, easy answer for me. Encore 4s.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I'd probably go Undefeated.
I'm thinking Encore.
Safety orange.
Yeah.
Too.
The orange. The
you're
orange.
Thinking Encore too?
I think Encore too, yeah.
Because you're a white rapper as well.
It's just, yeah, it's my dad.
That's
my shave my head and eat my trailer park.
And Eminem,
right? Some good family parties, bro.
Alvin, you're Undefeated 4s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about between the two and Eminem 4s? The Carhartt 4s and the blue?
I'm still Encore.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd probably go Encore.
Yeah.
Encore.
Yeah.
We're going. Just Eminem, we're just going to lose ourselves.
Did you just rap the whole thing?
That?
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
Rap the whole song.
Hello, this is Marshall Mathers.
Oh my God. Hi, my name is...
That was pretty lit.
That's good.
That was pretty lit. Oh.
End the episode.
Friend of the show.
End the episode. Yeah.
Friend of the show.
And we're out. Just playing. So we're going to go from blue and red Encore 4s to the purple and red Raptor 4s.
Mm-hmm.
That is an absolute must for me. I've always been tempted to get the Raptor 7s just because of the colorway, but I don't wear 7s.
Which year?
So I always Raptor pass.
Of the 7s? I like the one that's not DMP more. 2001, I think, was the first retro of it, and I like that one a lot. I think they did it again like 2013, 14, I want to say.
And what's
wasn't
the difference?
Fan.
The one without the gray.
Those two are the same. 2001, 2000. Mid-teens, but the DMP one has the gray paneling.
The gray paneling.
Yeah.
I like the DMP.
I have the DMP one.
Yeah.
I like them both.
I like the contrast.
Do you know the funny story about the DMP one? You know how it has the date on the inside? All the DMPs have the date?
Yes.
That date is not a thing. It's nothing.
No?
There's
no significance?
There's no significance to that date. He didn't even play a game that day. I don't know how that made it through Nike's quality control check all the way to production, but that date, I think it was Jay from 306 first told me years ago, nothing happened on that date.
This is someone at Jumpman that's like, I'm going to put our anniversary on that shoe.
Babe, you saying I don't love you?
Watch me do this. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but it's an NRG.
Oh, is it?
Colorway.
Ooh, interesting. Nice. So no one's going to get it.
Yeah. That's perfect. I was just going to say. Perfect. That makes me cry because that means it's limited.
It's going to be funny, though, because I feel like that shoe is going to sell out in Toronto, like even in Canada, like that. And in the States, it's going to head
Stock X $100.
Yeah. Like it's going to be like a nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I hope it sells out. Like, even though I don't think it's an official, like, I don't think they meant for it to be Raptors.
I hope it doesn't. So I can get
it. No, I hope it sells out so we get more.
No, man.
You don't want it to sit.
If it's an NRG, that's just going to fucking sell anywhere.
Yeah,
that's true story.
If it's limited. If you say anything's limited.
Bye-bye.
Regardless of what
color. I mean, it's going to sell out, but it's not going to sell out with resellers.
You never know, man.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah.
It'll sell out at retail, but it won't sell out in the secondary market.
Like, it'll sit.
I think it'll sit in the States.
Yeah.
Because they don't care.
But Torontonians, you're going to see pairs just flying.
Yeah. So we win the championship, though. That's going to be
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
Game two was so fire. Game three is a
tomorrow
day
for tomorrow us. Yesterday for you guys listening.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's time where I was going.
Science.
By the time you hear this, we would have already won game three.
So okay. I'm going to knock on wood.
I'll knock on your big stick.
Stop it. No, I really want those Raptor 4s, though. My God.
That's what we were talking about?
Oh, and apparently they're supposed to drop this month.
It's this month?
This month has 2 more weeks.
Where?
I have no idea.
How?
I don't know.
That's the rumor, though.
I don't know.
Please no.
NRG.
NRG.
I really hope it doesn't, because then I'm already going to say if it does drop this month, then I'm going to pay resale. Because I have something lined up for Saturday, and we'll see.
Well, shit.
Yeah, we'll see. Black Toe Pack. That's coming out early May, apparently.
Oh, I seen that. I think they just changed the name like today.
For the ones. For the, what's it called?
Best Hand in the Game.
That's awkward.
I believe. Wow. It's like dedicated to, I think, his love of gambling, I think they said. All the insole art has cards on it.
Oh, sick.
True.
I thought it was six rings. Wasn't it supposed to be
the one
six
of them
pack?
Is six rings. The red one is six rings.
That's what
the name of the colorway is.
I thought they were all six rings. Because the yellow one would be Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Green one would be Supersonics.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Yeah. Red is Portland.
Blue is Utah.
Utah Jazz, yeah.
That'd be
blue
sick.
Is Utah.
They have blue.
Blue. They're Utah blue Jazz yellow, is blue. Aren't they? No, not yellow.
It's like a navy.
From when, or purple. When.
Oh, yeah, it's purple. I don't know.
Is it purple? Yeah. It's like a purple and blue, and I remember the jerseys being like a two-tone purple or blue.
When you
and
crossed
white.
Up Brian,
yeah, they're wearing blue jerseys or purple jerseys.
I think it was purple, actually. I think you're right.
I think when you shot the last shot, they were wearing white jerseys,
white and purple.
Were they
white and purple?
Was it an away game?
Because they were away.
It's purple.
Yeah.
Red jersey. Sorry, Elvin. I knew that.
Come on, guys.
Okay, Lord. Yellow ochre. Blue Moon, Clay Green, and I'm going to say six rings, but we'll just go with red.
What about those Kawhi ones, though?
Yeah.
Those are flaming.
Yeah, we mentioned that last week.
The 16 wins. Yeah. But the pictures are starting to emerge now, like detailed shots.
You like them?
So good. Yeah.
I don't know.
I do. I just love Kawhi Leonard's logo, man. It's
me
so
too.
Cool.
Me too. But there's a thing about like the other people's logos on the tongue
the
tag.
Tongue? Yeah. I didn't like the mellow ones for that reason.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, like every time I see that shoe, side, back, bottom, whatever. I always think it's like one of the dopest shoes until I see the tongue.
But I love Kawhi Leonard's logo. I just don't like Melo's logo. That's why. And then who else did they do? CP3. I think they did. Mm-hmm. I didn't like Chris Paul's logo either.
Yeah, Blake Griffin's.
I don't like Blake Griffin's logo either.
No, Kawhi is the hand.
The claw.
I'm looking at my hand right now. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Which of the pack of the four do you guys prefer the most?
I want the blue.
Really? Yeah.
The Blue Moon?
The fake frags.
I'm between okra, the yellow, and the green.
That green is nice.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It's a very nice
exactly
forest
those
green.
Two.
And yeah, the yellow is sick too. They're both they're just like nice shades of colors.
All of them. It's really pastel-y.
Yeah.
I think they're all the same day pastel. Too, aren't they?
I saw May 1st at first.
I heard May 1st for
and then
all
I
of them.
Saw May 5th on another website. I don't know.
I also saw today they're going to be location specific though. Drawing back to one of the things we said.
Oh, the Gatorades. Yeah, like Gatorades
similar to
Gatorades, location,
but I think we spoke about it before. About
yeah, for
having,
sure, in
like,
an earlier episode.
Yeah, geographical drops. Mm-hmm. So like, it's not going to be like Toronto gets
so,
all.
So like, we'll probably get
like blue.
Yeah,
and then whatever. Ottawa
we'll still get
gets
all
red.
The colorways, but one colorway will be majority. And
yeah,
then
like
all
Gatorades,
the other three
think,
will be
yeah.
limited.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so no.
No six rings, best hand in the game pack
best
for you.
Hand yeah. in the game.
No, I really want the yellow ochre ones, high key, because JT wore them.
Uh-huh, yes, he did.
Ooh. did you guys get a chance to take a look at the Sega Puma collab?
Yeah.
The RS yes. Zettos?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
It's a cool shoot. The quality looks cool. Crazy.
Yeah. Throwback to Sonic the Hedgehog.
Like details, like crazy details.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I was really excited for it. But I was a little disappointed in it.
You just thought it was going to be more Sega-y?
No, not even that. I thought it was just going to be a different silhouette.
Mm.
I would have looked good on an R698.
Mm. That's just a cool shoe, though, overall. Everything looks good on that.
Yeah.
No, like even like if it was like one of their Sugi silhouettes, that would have been sick. It would have been cool if they did like because Sonic the Hedgehog and Sega are so retro, a Puma Suede would have been lit. Or even a Puma Disc Blaze.
I was gonna say a Disc Blaze. Disc
just because Sonic is fucking fast and like it's so cool. I literally just moved my arms like I was running.
Cartoon character running fast.
Such a nerd. No, they're too chunky for me. I personally cannot rock the chunky.
Quality is dope stuff. Mm-hmm.
Can you guys do the dad shoe look?
I don't know.
To an extent. I think Air Maxes are a dad shoe. A lot of them, I think.
Yeah. They're like the coolest.
That's what I mean, though. To an extent, I don't. Yeah. I can't do the Monarch.
I could do like a sleek dad shoe.
Yeah,
like a New Balance.
And like I can't do the Yeezy 500s.
Or a New Balance.
Yeah,
I could do like the a Saucony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the Gel Light 3 and 5.
Yeah.
Even a Shadow Originals.
Oh, Saucony Shadows.
Shadows. Yeah.
Yeah. This would be super nice. But yeah, no, it disappointed me. I can't do the super thick midsole. Even Air Force Ones. Like, that's one of the reasons why I don't have
Air Force
any.
One.
I think I have one, just a Flyknit mid Air Force One. But yeah, no, I strayed away from those just because of how thick the midsole is. Speaking of collab, Atmos. Did you see that new one?
New one, what?
The We Love Nike pack?
No.
The Air Max 95?
Oh, the 95.
Yeah.
With that jade, the jade color.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The hits of jade and then like the shoe boxes. Mm-hmm. I'm not like super, oh my God, I need them, but like that jade.
The jade.
Yeah. The jade hits mad nice.
The jade.
Yep. And then it's just like the stacks of shoe boxes. Mm. I guess it kind of sort of hits home.
Yeah.
And then the actual shoe box itself, it has like the 95... design to it where it's like two-tone, except instead of like it's instead of gray and black, it's gray and then it has the art of the that would have been sick too, but it has Air Max is in jade, I'm pretty sure, but it has the art like the shoebox stacks image
really cool.
Printed all over it. Mm-hmm. It's sick. I think I'm selling myself more on the shoe. Third collab to mention, Vans and Tribe Called Quest. We wanted to touch on it a few weeks ago, but we didn't get to. 2 weeks ago. Last week we didn't get to.
Was Foot Action last week?
Mm-hmm. Foot Action
okay,
was.
Okay, so it was 2 weeks ago. You're
right. 2 weeks ago,
Because we didn't have it in hand yet, so we couldn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago we got a package from Foot Locker. Yeah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We didn't get to touch on it till now. And at this moment, I'm going to pass it off to Joel.
Yeah, so they did really well on this collaboration. If you guys know about Tribe Called Quest, their album art is just amazing.
Always.
From People's Instinct Super all facts. The way down to like, you know, the last one, Thank You, and all that stuff. It's all like the one that they sent us. Mm-hmm. It was all the album cover.
It was a bunch of them, right?
Yeah. It was like all the album covers and stuff like that. And it was just all over the shoe. And it's pretty dope, man, the way that they went out. And I looked into like, everything else that they had, and they had that one. It was like a black. I think it was an old school.
Yeah,
with the black old school
with the design. Yeah,
with the low end theory stripes on it. And that one's crazy.
The slides too.
Yeah, the slides too. Yeah,
the slides are really cool.
And there's a picture of somebody. They have the hat, the matching hat to
it too. Hat too.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's probably floating around somewhere.
That was a really cool collab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
What was in the package?
They sent an album vinyl of the Midnight Marauders. Vinyl.
Such and a that, sick cover.
That cover is just
It's
just amazing. That album cover. Mm-hmm. I think the Mad Hatter did something like that on his on.
Shout like, out to the Mad Hatter.
Shout out to the Mad Hatter. Check out his stuff, man. It's pretty dope.
He's got a cool collection of things and stuff.
Yeah.
Hats.
What shoes came in the package?
Vans Era. A Vans Era collab. It was the white one with the album cover. Right? Yeah.
I wanted to ask you why, because I know Nike SB had some Tribe Called Quest colorways.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't an official collaboration with them, though, was it?
I don't think so.
There's a Jordan 1.
I know there's a Jordan 1 that came out.
There's a Jordan 1. There's another, the Puma Clyde, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Jordan 1 was like an Air Force? High strap, no?
Jordan 1 high strap. High I think strap? That's correct.
It was a high strap.
And it has the design on the swoosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if they're official, though.
I think
they're just inspired.
Okay.
Like the Raptors 4s. Yeah. Like they're just like, they take the color inspiration kind of thing. Yeah.
Do you know why? Like they're so, I guess, cemented or beloved in the sneaker world?
Ooh, Tribe Called Quest?
Mm-hmm.
It goes to like their rhymes. Fife had a rhyme, like, you know, he walks, like in his New Balances, like, you know, in the right path, like, you know, like, not really. I think it just kind of murdered that. But it's like, yeah, it's in my head right now. I just can't remember. But yeah, it's they're known to talk about like Nikes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's New York yeah. brand. So
it's sick.
And their artwork is just like iconic. It's timeless. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. That every too. Single.
Like the color combinations and the designs and lines are just like, you can put it on anything. It looks sick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. T-shirt sweaters like the one Joel's wearing.
Yeah,
right now.
Wearing one right now. Yeah.
That's sick. Thank you, Foot Locker.
One more question. Mm-hmm. What would you want to see Tribe Called Quest collab? Like, what silhouette would you want to see it on next? Or if you could choose a silhouette?
If I could choose a silhouette.
I know the answer.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I wouldn't even go to a sneaker.
Not a sneaker.
Not a sneaker at all. I would probably go to like a Wallaby or something.
Oh.
Like a Clark Wally or like
really?
A moccasin.
Just with the whole pattern?
Just the whole pattern or like some hints of it. Like, you know what I mean? Just like something like that. Something like retarded. Like that. Something like that. You know
what
I mean?
That would be nuts.
Yeah.
Man. That's sick. Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
I was thinking he's gonna go to Air Max 1. It's gonna be Air Max 1. Easy answer. I got this one.
No, I was wrong. I'm sorry, Cool Joe. You're not that predictable. The Pensole World Sneaker Championship.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of it?
Yes.
Yes. You know what? We know what pencil is, right?
Mm-hmm. Pencils.
Pencil. You draw with that.
Pencil and crayon
with the eraser on the back. Yeah.
So what is it?
Oh, so it's Pensole is a design academy, sneaker design academy. Every year, maybe even twice a year, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm pretty sure it's once. I'm not even going to try. they hold a worldwide contest for designers and engineers, anybody really, just to
it's sick.
Design their own shoe. And they kind of just throw up the artwork and then they enter it into the competition. I think the first round is just put through judges, and the judges kind of narrow it down to maybe 64. And then 64 or whatever.
I think 32.
Is the first round? I don't even know. I know it's narrowed down. Yeah, and then it goes up for public voting. And then it just keeps getting whittled down. And then the person who ends up winning the entire thing gets their shoe actually manufactured by Pensole and sold in Foot Lockers. And they've always sold out like in years past, which is so sick though. Like that's the dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts.
That's so cool.
That's cool.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. We got an email from Humber College.
Yep.
To help push the only Torontonian in the top 32.
Yo, let's go.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. We posted it in our story a couple days ago when we got that email.
Yeah.
His name is Evan Stischaller. I'm very sorry if I butchered it. He's currently in Humber's industrial design program.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Pretty damn sick.
Mm-hmm.
I did visit the website. There's a lot of dope, crazy,
there's some cool stuff.
So forward thinking. Like it's not like
tips
or just obvious classic
silhouettes
and stuff like that. It's super futuristic, and a lot of them are actually mad sleek, super ninja looking.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did look into it, I did see that there was another Canadian.
I saw that too. There's one
alongside
more, right?
Evan. Yeah, yeah. Julius Lackey from Alberta.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was Calgary or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. They are not against each other, which is good. So you can vote for both of them to get into the top 16. Hit up worldsneakerchampionship.com. Get your email verified. All you got to do is, I think there's a field on the top. chuck your email in. They'll send you an email. You verify that, and then you're good to vote. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of crazy, creative, sharp.
It's really cool.
Dope designs.
It's crazy.
Lastly, for this week in Kicks, I wanted to bring up Nike 420. Or what are they officially calling it?
The dispensary.
Yeah.
The dispensary.
I guess it has to do with Ontario's new passed law of legalizing marijuana.
Cannibus.
Yeah. Cannibus.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Can I bus?
Lawrence, you already did, so I think you're
good. Wow.
Goodness gracious.
They can't see.
So yeah, last week Nike Toronto started pumping out a like super sketchy marketing about this dispensary in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And the ad says Pre sent you. Mm-hmm. Real quick. Do you guys know what or who Pre is?
I was trying to figure out today. I was like, what's it backwards? ERP. No, okay. Don't know what ERP is.
So Pre is the nickname of a track athlete named Steve Prefontaine.
Oh. Oh,
nice. He's a long distance runner who attended the University of Oregon.
It all makes sense now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is known as the soul of Nike. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is making my heart beat fast because this is all the history and heritage that I learned while I was working at Nike. Bill Bowerman was one of his coaches. Mm-hmm. He was an amazing runner. Like, he smashed records. I think he still holds some. This is dating back to like the 1970s. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, his life got cut short, and he was mad young. I think it was around 20s.
Holy crap.
Car accident.
Yikes.
I'm not going to go into too much about him, but if you want to learn more about his story, it's an amazing one. There is a movie called Without Limits, and it's about him. Hmm. Yeah, Steve Prefontaine. Just friggin' incredible. Nice. So alongside in that super mad sketchy ad that says Pre sent you, there's a phone number on it. Have you guys called it?
No.
I called it. Yeah.
I called it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it right now with you guys on the podcast. It's actually super sick. Okay. Give me a second. Let me get this going. Okay. Ready? I'm going to call.
You're looking for some runner's high? We've got the good. Pure.
So what sick.
Natural. Don't thank me, Bill Nye. Thank science.
Yes, Bill Nye!
548 Richmond Street West. Tell them Pre sent you. They'll know what to do.
Sorry, there is no more room.
And that's that. It's so good.
It's so sketchy.
It's
I love
so
it.
So good.
You want that good?
It's
good,
what I
good.
Thought that our pod was going to sound like first. Because I didn't know our mics were going to be sitting like,
hey, what's going on?
I did the research, man. I did the research. Nice. But yeah, a few days ago, I believe, we got an invite,
yes,
from the Nike Toronto squad.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our time slot was like over or earlier than 5 p.m., so not all of us could reach. But Mr. L Doggy Styles did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
He had that good.
He had that good.
That's why he didn't respond as quick. He's trying to remember what happened
just today. So precursor to the whole thing, I just called, like, this happened today for everybody listening. I called the number today for the first time. And when we were getting the correspondence from Nike initially, they told us, oh, there's going to be a special guest. It won't disappoint. And like, usually the special guest is like Roy Woods or like that guy at Foot Action who's dancing on the counter or something. Yeah. Trip Six. And that's cool. But I'm like, I'm always kind of underwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And then I called the number today and I heard like the, hey, what's going on? And I was like, what is that voice?
And then you hear
his And then
name.
He was like, it's Bill Nye. And I was like,
so good.
I put like so many like things together. I was like, there's no fucking way I'm meeting it Bill Nye sense. Today.
I love the wordplay of the runner's high.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smart.
So I don't know if everyone has seen, but Bill Nye has actually been in that Nike commercial. Have you guys have seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's been playing during the playoffs a lot. So I guess mm-hmm. that's where the partnership started. And then like, he was on that phone call thing. So here's the story. I was supposed to be at the Nike Loft, which is now the dispensary for the, I don't know how long.
I think it's
3:30 for a week.
Yeah. Or until the end of April.
At 3:30. And usually for these media previews, it's not super tight for the time you're supposed to show up. Like, they asked me what time you're going to show up. I was like, I don't know, between 3:30 and 5, like sometime. And he was like, okay, perfect. And usually people roll through late, like whatever. So I got there maybe 3:45, 3:50, like a couple people standing outside, like talking to them, like taking pictures. I walk in and like, I hear like two people rush over to the, to like a counter, like over, and they like look over and they're like, oh, and I'm like, what? What's going on? And then I see a cameraman roll around and he's like, is Bill Nye behind you? And I'm like,
oh, spoiler alert.
I was like, I don't think so. And then I walk up the stairs and it's kind of behind like a little wall. And I walk around the corner and there's like 30 people like waiting for not me to walk in the room. And I'm like, oh, wrong shit. Sorry, guy. Everybody. And everyone's like, oh. So I walk in and I'm like taking pictures. I wasn't sure what was going on because it was kind of unorganized. Not in a bad way. Like, I just didn't know what was going on because I just got there. Standing there like taking videos and pictures. And I take a boomerang of like a giant Nike swoosh installed that they have. It's really, really cool. And I'm looking down at my phone to post. And then I look up and Bill Nye is standing right in front of me. And I was like, wow, shit. So I was like, all right. So I like posted it. I'm like trying to post it so I can get a good picture. And then he like walks away. But the reason he was there, like the whole like idea of like the dispensary and stuff, was him explaining. And by the way, in person, he's the exact same as you would think, like his shows and stuff. Cool. Like such a cool guy. But he was kind of giving us like a little mini lesson on.
Yeah,
like,
I saw that diagram in the.
Yeah, it was super funny. Yeah.
Softer cushion. Yeah. Or foam.
On the shoes, because he runs actually. Bill Nye runs. He said he runs every single day.
It's a slender man.
He's a very slender man. And he was wearing the Reacts. Like, he was wearing the Reacts from the commercial, the all pink one, and the ones that they were selling at the dispensary. But the whole idea behind the dispensary.
Oh, sorry, I'm going to cut you off. How much were the Reacts?
I didn't even ask. I didn't buy a pair. I was overwhelmed.
Probably regular retail.
I think it's two bills. Is regular retail?
Something like that. Or just over.
Sorry, guys. Don't know the answer. Go and check it out yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He was giving us, like, the whole idea behind the whole installation and whatever. The dispensary is, like you hear on the thing, the runner's high.
Yeah.
So, it's been, like, actually, like, discussed by scientists that when you're running, you your brain releases endorphins into your body that make you feel like high, like good. And it's traced back, like he said, all the way to like prehistoric times, like whether you were like running away from like a dinosaur and you're like, that's, yes, so I'm going to survive.
It's
like,
that
you're
thrill, happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're chasing like food, like, yes, I'm going to eat.
Yeah. Adrenaline.
Adrenaline. Like, it releases endorphins into your brain. So that's the whole like runner's high. So that's what they were revolving around that. So the shoes, they were letting people trial them. They had a really cool setup in like a mini room with like a light show and shit in front of you, and you could try the Reacts on a treadmill.
Cool.
And then upstairs they had actually a Steve, now that I'm fucking thinking about it, this makes a lot of sense. Steve Prefontaine, like, little memorial thing, like a little tiny, like, yeah, which was nice. And then they had like some all natural beverages upstairs. And then when you went back downstairs, they had like a little mini retail space similar to like they did at the Nike Air Gallery, where you could buy. And it was a bunch of stuff, but it was all like doctor medical related. Ooh. So it'd be like laces, like the thing that I posted on, I think I posted on Canada Got Soul Story.
You didn't show what was inside though.
It's laces, but it's like, it looks like a pill container
kind of thing. True. Yeah, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it was all like, that was the whole theme, like medicinal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually super
very,
dope.
Very, very cool. Dispensary. Installation. Dispensary, yeah. I love the fact that it's rolling out tomorrow at 4:20 p.m. Like, it's just all
literally
so cool.
Such a good play on what is going on in Ontario.
Yeah, like, couldn't be
Canada
any better.
Right now.
But yeah, thank you, Nike Toronto. That was unreal.
Good
to be able
move,
to meet Bill Nye was holy shit.
No, that's so sick. I wonder if he's going to be there, like, to do presentations.
I'm not sure. I know that Nike Toronto posted on their story that he's going to be live tomorrow on their story.
Ooh,
like, answering questions and stuff. And he posted on his story as well, like, Bill Nye's actual story, which is really good exposure for Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, just even Toronto having that is really cool, because I'm pretty sure that commercial is international. But, yeah, really cool rollout, like, really good job.
Sure.
This is one of my favorite campaigns, I think, that I can, like, remember. Like, just the whole concept behind it is so cool.
I was just thinking, I don't want to, like, you know, big us up or anything, but they might have heard our podcast and decided to step it up after Air Max Month.
Maybe they had this in mind. They to get Bill Nye to come to Toronto, sure. I was just costs a lot of money.
Because like it, that commercial is playing NBA playoffs worldwide.
Yeah,
yeah.
And for Toronto to get Bill Nye like that,
I mean, we are first place though in the NBA.
First place, mm-hmm. Up 2-0, 3-0 when you guys are listening to this.
Knocking on wood. All right, it's letter time.
It's letter time.
What?
Letter time.
There's no better time.
Then letter time. Oh man. I don't, speaking of high, our first question comes from some woman, girl.
Start over.
Mrs. Cumart.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, bro.
She took the second part of my name.
Trust me, fraud.
Who are you trying to be, dog? I'm just joking, y'all. That's my wife. I love her.
My sister-in-law again.
Shout. Friend of the show.
She asks,
baby mama. Friend.
When will the wives be guest starring? She asked that in an email, and I replied, soon.
Why did she email us?
I don't know. She's trying to like get it going, you know? Whatever.
She's like, super she's official. Like,
hey,
no, hold on. That's not her voice. It's like,
hey.
Beb. Hey. When are the wives going to be on True to Size?
Why does she sound like Bill Nye and Snooki?
And I was like,
True to Size.
Babe,
science
like,
wrong.
Babe, I don't know. Just DM us, man. Like, why are you asking me these questions, bro?
Can you talk to my agent, babe? Like, I'm busy right now.
Like, yo, message the group. I'm not going to answer that shit.
We have people who answer for us?
Yeah. And she's like, AKA one of us. But, you
know. Okay, whoever gets to that DM first. All right. Serious question comes from SBX Mitch.
What up? Again.
This was a very interesting one. The concept and difference between culture versus community.
Mm-hmm.
He also asks, what do we think is more important?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
So,
fuck.
So, I think we should maybe define it.
Yeah.
What is sneaker culture to you, Alvin?
Oh, fuck. I was in the community.
Okay, what's community?
All right, go for it.
I would say a community is a collective of individuals that share...
Same interests,
same viewpoints on most things. Not all things. But, yeah, just a collective.
So, yeah, just a group of people, I guess, who like, yeah, enjoy... Mm-hmm. That type of thing. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, I don't know how to expand on it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's right. Lawrence, what are you thinking? I see your fingers on your face just like contemplating.
I want my answer to actually be formulated.
He's like, what would properly. Bill Nye say?
Yeah. Like real quick, community is a group of people and culture is what people do.
Yeah. I think it's a whole chicken and the egg scenario.
Yeah, what comes first?
I think culture comes first.
I agree.
And it forms the community afterwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't have one without the other.
You definitely can't have one with the other.
One
the
perpetual
other.
Circle.
But if you were to say which one is more important, I think the culture comes first, which formed the community at one point, and then it's perpetual circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to say, if that was even a question, I don't remember the question because I was thinking, I think culture is more important.
Culture. Yeah. Like, culture moves the community, and the community supports the culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
But the community also updates the culture, too, with their different viewpoints and such, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's the culture driving the community, I think.
That's my analogy. I have culture. It's like the car. And the community is the driver. Bang. Kablow.
Next.
I do think that culture is definitely more important.
That's a really good question.
Totally agree.
It's what contains everything.
These people are getting philosophical on us out here.
I know.
Just keep asking us what our favorite shoe is. Still a dunk for everyone who asks.
Still a dunk.
All right. So earlier we talked about the Pensole Academy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One thing I didn't mention is that the shoes that are being produced for this competition, like the winning shoe, is going to have the Pensole branding to it.
True.
Lawrence and I talked about it earlier, and he did say that these shoes sell out. But again, this is the first time I've really seen this in this light. Do you think that these would sell more if it was underneath another brand? Like Puma, Asics, Adidas, or like Nike, if it has Swoosh on it?
No doubt in my mind.
Probably. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like a nice collab. And then the whole story behind it will just kill it. Like, kill it in a good way, as in...
Think about Sean.
Just take it further.
Oh, true. Yeah. The Wotherspoons?
Yeah, that's essentially what it is. And look at what happened. Because you have a huge hype machine also driving it.
That's what
like, Pencil Academy is big, but it's not as big as Nike's marketing team. Like, they can make any... You can make me want poop.
Smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just smash it.
If this microphone in front of me had a swoosh on it,
I'd buy like 30 more.
I would take it home with me every night just in case I thought Alan was going to steal it.
I'm going to put a sticker on it when you get back. The reason I ask is because a thought came into my head about how difficult it must be for a new sneaker brand or shoe brand to break into this like concrete industry.
True.
Yes.
Definitely.
Just because like it's so established already. I think that's the word. Yeah, yeah. Established.
It takes
like
time.
Yeah.
Tech time.
Like
long time.
Takes time, research, and trying to like be ahead of the game.
I think
I wouldn't say to try to be ahead. I feel like
you need a base.
Yes.
Like even with what we're trying to do, it took so long even just to get a firm base. Mm-hmm. And I think that
even then, like we have a nice base, but it's still not.
We're trying to propel it,
yeah.
But it's hard, yeah. It's super hard. We're just going to touch on this because it makes the most sense. Recently, within the last month, homies over at Mix Footwear,
MIIX,
two eyes, Mix Footwear on Instagram with two eyes in Mix, sent Alvin to their grand opening party downtown, which I think we briefly touched on an episode. Yeah, preview.
Yeah.
And then we also got a package from them containing like a bunch of different, I guess I should describe what it is. So the whole idea behind Mix Footwear is that it's basically build your own sneaker. Mm-hmm. Like it's this pencil, do your DIY pencil.
DIY.
Yeah.
For those that aren't studying industrial design
and don't have the skills. Yeah. Who doesn't know how to do Legos really good. Yeah. you just basically build your own shoe. So they give you like the base, like the upper and the sole comes together, but you can change the tongue. You can make it higher or lower cut, laces, heel counter, everything you can customize. And I think honestly, like wholeheartedly, I think that's an amazing idea, like crazy idea. Super innovative because no
like
one's really done that.
Nike ID.
I was just about to say it's like Nike ID to like
on another level.
On the spot level.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you wanted to update your shoe, it's just you go out and buy another tongue instead of just buying a whole new shoe. It's like I want a black and red shoe. You just buy a red tongue.
Why couldn't we talk about it before? Was there an embargo?
Yeah, there was an embargo on
it. Okay, but that's lifted now.
It's lifted now, so we're allowed to talk about it.
So like, how does it work?
It's like shoe clips and stuff.
Clips, snap.
Velcro
thingies.
Oh, Velcro.
Velcro.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, there were three silhouettes.
Yeah, there's three different silhouettes
that you can pick from.
Three different silhouettes, and then they have like probably at least like as of now, I'd say a dozen different accessories and colors and stuff that you can add on to it.
I remember on the website they said that you
like
can
3 million,
it like 3 million ways.
Yeah,
or
some
seven.
Next
there's a lot
some
of numbers.
Crazy number. Yeah, there's the amount of different combinations. Yeah.
That's absurd.
But like I said, I think it's a sick idea. It's just so hard to get it going.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's so hard to get it going because you need that firm following and like support base first. Yeah. Which is cool with things like GoFundMe and such, where like you can get the base and the support before you actually produce it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with the whole Mix thing, I feel like it's going to be successful. I just don't know if I see it being successful with sneakerheads.
Okay. Yeah,
because sneakerheads are very brand loyal.
Yeah.
And the whole point of being a sneaker
loyal.
And style loyal. Yeah. And the whole point of being a sneakerhead is you want more shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Like being for myself, like I want to keep buying shoes. Like I love going out and buying a new pair of shoes. Like it just gets me off. Like runner's high.
Facts.
Fucking love it.
Donatello stick.
Yeah. Big stick. High. So the whole concept of just buying one shoe and then accessories to go onto it doesn't necessarily appeal to me, but I could absolutely see it appeal to a more casual consumer who probably has more disposable income than a regular sneakerhead.
I feel like kids would love it.
Kids and like the casual consumer. Like if you put that kind of store at Young and Dundas, Like, imagine the kind of foot traffic that people were just coming in, like tourists, and like, oh, sick, I can make a shoe on the spot and walk out with it. Like, do whatever I want to, buy the shits. Like, to me, that's the kind of market they should be going after, just because, like you said, it's so hard to capture an existing market that's already so heavily controlled by huge brands. Like, Saucony and ASICS and New Balance are still trying to, like, cement a bigger...
Hence ASICS's new flagship store.
Yeah, in Toronto, like, they're still trying to get a foothold in the whole Adidas, Nike...
Even then, opening that store doesn't solidify their performance in Toronto.
No.
No.
It's just foot traffic just, and exposure.
Hey, guys, we're here. Still here.
Yeah. So I think, like, if it's hard for Saucony, New Balance, ASICS, whoever, to get that kind of ground and, like, that kind of foothold, I can't imagine how hard it would be for a newer brand who doesn't have the support or the history or the heritage or whatever that every other brand has
going
for right
now. You legit cannot expect to just jump right in and expect people to love you.
Yeah. Cause, like, we always talk about, there's so much that goes into storytelling and culture and heritage and everything that also makes you love a shoe. Like, the ones Mike wore all the Jordans, and that's why, like, you see, like, people watched him play in it. People watched him make history in it. Like, that is part of the allure behind Jordans.
So, when I was at the event, Maze, I believe is how you pronounce his name, the creator of Mix.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was telling his story about how he was and still is currently, like, a really big sneakerhead. And the reason he created Mix was because there were many times where shoes would come out and he would love the silhouette, but he just, he wanted to change up the color or just change up one thing about it.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, that's something that's cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's one thing that inspired him to, like, be like, you know what? Like, what's stopping me from...
It's almost like what customizers do.
Yeah. They're like, they feel like, I didn't want these Sport Royals. I want Frags.
I mean, I definitely get where he's coming from.
I didn't want these Frags. I wanted these...
Sport Royals.
colored
black toe.
Ew. But, I get blue.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, he definitely has his own story, but, I mean, you gotta share it to a bigger market or just share it in general. Like,
yeah. Cause I didn't even know that.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah.
For sure.
Have to let more people know.
That's how they should promote it.
But that goes back to the whole culture and community thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like even as us, if we tried to start, like, when we release hats and stuff, because we have the whole culture and the community, with us, like, we're in the community, it's so much easier for people to want to support us because we're within it. Like, when you're coming for, it feels like from outside to try and jump in, it's like very feels corporate and like forced in a way. But if I knew that, then it would be completely different, like, mindset, because
it's like a different side to
it's from the ground up kind of thing. It's not just like someone who had money to try and jump in. I like that story. That's cool.
Going back to what I said about jumping right into the culture and stuff, the same thing goes for seeding product. I firmly believe that regardless of if you sent us product, if you sent anyone product, if you sent any influencer product in, or anyone, if you sent anyone product, you're not guaranteed a super positive review.
Yeah, you'd like constructive criticism. I would want, like, if I was sending stuff out to get, like, even with the podcast. When we ask for people's advice and their honest comments, we don't want, it's so great, it's perfect, keep it up. You're amazing. I want people to be like, fix this, fix that. Because if one person feels like that, chances are multiple people feel
No getting better. And free shit doesn't always mean the best shit. I think, I also feel like that new brands need to understand that people like us are going to be as real and as genuine as we can. Especially with, like you said, we're within this culture. Like, we fully 100% participate in what we do and what we love. That is sneakers. And I don't know if it, like, we just can't risk to be called fraudulent or fake, especially with the way we portray ourselves.
Yeah. That's why I've turned shit down from people before.
I mean, the name of this podcast suggests who we are and who we try to be. It's a metaphor.
True D.
We're females, all of us.
I mean, we should note that we're not professionals.
No,
we haven't done this before. We're not a sneaker brand. We're not anything that's trying to break into this industry. But yeah, what are some things that you guys think a new brand needs to do from the ground up in order to cement themselves in this type of thing?
It doesn't even necessarily have to just, like, I'm just going to relate it to what we know, which is clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't released a shoe yet.
Not yet.
Yet. Wink, dream, wink. But, like, if you think about it in the sense that when we first tried to do the whole clothing thing, we sat on a lot of the stuff that we tried to sell within the first couple of years because we didn't have a following.
Yeah.
But now that every time we release something, it sells out. Because we form those relationships and we feel like we're friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Like when I say friend of the show, it is a joke, but literally everyone is a friend of the show. That's like we're friends with everybody. So it's just the support and the community behind you. So I think with all these, like everyone's trying to start a clothing brand right now.
Yeah.
Like it's just the thing. Like everyone wants to be Virgil.
And entrepreneurial. Yeah. And
which is great. Like do your thing 100%. Like if that's what you want to do, because
fucking
I can tell you
for
firsthand experience, it feels fucking sick to have people want to buy your shit and wear it. Like it's awesome.
Hell yeah.
But like you need a support system behind you. You can't just have six of your homies buying your t-shirt every single time. Like you need to gain a following doing something else or doing something in collaboration with what else you're trying to do so that you can elevate yourself and then people want to support you. Like unless your design is A Tribe Called Quest and it's just sick as fuck and people are going to want to buy it just based off aesthetics alone, then you need something else to drive your customer base.
It's not, I think it even goes before collaborations and partnering up. I think a lot of it has to do with your roots. Like you need to immerse yourself in the culture that you want to be a part of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have a mission.
Have a mission.
Yeah. So Canada Got Soul's mission was to showcase the Canadian sneakerhead community.
Yep.
And to show the world what we have popping off.
It sounds so basic and cliche.
Yeah. But
it's that's it.
It's just what we want.
It's what we wanted, man. Simple. Yeah. Simple isn't always easy though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
because everything we've done since then has been an extension of that. In a
and,
sense.
It, and it wasn't even just, you know, it would be cool if we got people to use this hashtag and we didn't do it. What I mean though is like,
it's broader than that though.
You guys lived that life when you came up with
exactly.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and exactly.
You wanted something to represent not only yourself, but like everyone around you.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I just cracked my knuckle. And you guys paid attention to the people that when we started off, paid attention to the people who did use the hashtag, who did take note of what it meant and who showed up at events and came up to say what up and stuff. I think brands need to do that. Brands need to be a part of the squad almost.
Yeah, before. The community is your squad.
Yeah.
Everybody who listens to this is our squad. Everybody who follows us is our squad.
Family,
that's why
man.
We respond to every single DM we get, whether it's dumb as hell or not. Or
as much as the comments as we can.
Comments, emails, everything. Whether it's just someone who needs advice, whether it's someone who needs information, we always do our best. And I don't know. I feel like we're growing up in a culture now, the whole social media thing, where it's cool to be a snob.
Mm.
But that's getting you nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These people who are following you, if you're a snob, are just looking at your shit because they think it's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not
great
supporting
example,
you.
Mr. Brian Espiritu.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of the show.
Friend.
Friend of the show.
We all know him indirectly.
Yeah. Awesome.
Best friend of the show.
Bestie.
Always has a response for your DM.
Yeah. If you reply to a story. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if he just sends me a heart emoji.
Even if it's just a like. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
The smallest acknowledgement. And that's fucking Legends League, bro. That guy's fucking
Toronto legend.
Toronto. He's a legend.
Staple of the scene.
So it's like if someone like him can do it, who's been so successful and has done so much for the fucking Toronto community, then it's just like, what the fuck are the rest of y'all trying to do?
Go walk into the store and see if he doesn't say what up and hail you up.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Every single time. Bro, the most successful that I can think of, local, small business flavor that I can think of.
Yeah.
Look up to him like crazy. Just everything he's accomplished just by doing him. and he has the time to hail people up in the street, or he'll be like, yo, that's my hat, like whatever, like anything. Mm-hmm. So if you're like out here on Instagram trying to flex and just post cool black and white pictures every 4 weeks and think that you're going to get like a steady following and support system, you're not. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where mm-hmm. this whole conversation went. It's got really dark, but like, well, no, yeah, it's all positivity.
It does
like,
relate mm-hmm. back to new brands.
I don't know. We've always been about positivity, collaboration, all of that. Like, just like, it's love. Mm-hmm. It's all love. Or as Brian says, good juju.
Good juju.
Good juju only.
He's been on that juju tip heavy lately.
Good juju only.
Yep.
Speaking of Brian, are we going to touch on his little project he's got going
on? Oh, yeah,
on?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. Joel was pretty passionate about it, so. Yeah.
Joel?
Well, I don't know. I lost the notes.
What was
I know
it
what
called?
It is. Yeah, it's actually funny because last year when he did it for the first time, is I was still like in school. I'm taking a year off right now. But the organization that he's supporting, I was actually writing a paper on at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really familiar with it. It's Evis Phoenix, which Sick. Is like a transitional housing system that basically supports youth who are trying to get careers and like basically start their life, who came from dysfunctional households or poverty or homelessness, gives them a place to live for a year or however long, gets them a job and gets them like ready for life kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole thing is that once they leave Evis Phoenix, they're kind of like on their own. So they may have a job and they may have a place, but like, do they have a fucking bed? Do they have a pillow? Do they have a spoon to eat their food with? Like, they don't have that kind of stuff. Like, the basics of life. So he calls them starter kits, I believe. I think that's what he says.
Hmm.
Independent living booster packs is what he calls them.
True.
Yeah.
And it's like just like exactly what it sounds like. It's a booster pack for life, like spoons, forks, pillows, blankets, all that kind of stuff. I think last year he did like 25 booster packs or whatever. But if you think about all those things, that's like 25 pillows, 25 blankets, 25 whatever it is. So it adds up. And last year he was able to do that. Like he went to IKEA and spent bands on it and just like donated it all to Evis Phoenix. And he's doing it again this year. And this kind of all ties into what we were saying before. Like you need to be immersed in your community. Mm-hmm. And that's Brian immersing himself. Because I know that he came from troubled youth.
Yeah.
I guess we could say. So for him to want to give back and make sure that other youth don't go through the same thing, like that resonates with people.
Mm-hmm.
So biggest to Brian. We'll post the link to that on our story when this goes live. So you can all swipe up and donate. Every little bit counts. Like I said, it's some small
stuff. Do we have
stuff.
A swipe up now?
No, we don't.
No, man. Instagram.
Why did I say? Did I say swipe
up? You did, bro. We're not on that level yet.
Forward thinking. We're only like 5,000 followers away. We're almost there.
Yeah,
we need to be verified, right?
There.
Yeah,
Neil,
but yeah, shout out to Brian Esperito.
Yeah, big ups to Brian E. Like he does so much stuff. He has so much on his plate, but just to find the time to do something like that is awesome. So yeah, swipe up in our story, and we'll when you swipe up, you can comment, and then we'll reply with the link.
send us a DM.
Yeah, send us a DM basically,
we'll send you the link.
Or go to his page.
And then the link in bio
at Legends League or at Brian Esperito. I don't know how to spell either one, so just find it.
BryanEspiritu. Brian
Legends League. like Legion, League of Legends, but the opposite.
ENDS League.
Yeah.
The Legends League.
The Legends League.
The Legends
League. Yeah, big ups to Brian. Big ups to that whole cause. Really good.
Brands,
really, really good.
Pay attention to what Brian is doing with Legends League. I guess
that's
it goes
your,
with,
yeah, that's
with
your...
any new brand.
Mm.
You can't just expect so much out of the people who don't know you.
Yeah.
You have to build it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they're not just going to straight buy it because it's aesthetics alone. Because there's so many different brands that already exist and are established and people support that have cool stuff that's aesthetically pleasing and people like. Mm-hmm. So no one's going to come to your page on Instagram and just be like, oh, that's a cool design. I'm going to buy it for $25. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Can't be guilt tripping.
Come on.
Seated peoples.
Next.
Actually, there is no next.
Oh.
Yeah, that's everything.
Cool.
Let's wrap this up. Thank you, Bram. Yeah, no game this week. I didn't think of one. Maybe.
I had a question. Here's my game.
Ooh.
So I'm going on vacation tomorrow. I'm not going to be here next week. We found a replacement. I don't want him using this blue cover.
Okay. No. Guests get the black one.
Good. Just generic. Don't even give him a cover. Don't even give him a mic.
No, they need the cover.
He can yell towards Alvin's mic.
You just
hello, welcome to your guest.
Take pictures of him.
We'll just call him.
But we're gonna keep who it is a surprise. But you guys can probably guess if you really have been listening.
And if you're listening to this podcast, guest, please show up.
Because you're gonna make us look dumb as hell. But yeah, anyways, I'm not gonna be here next week because I'm going on vacation. I'm leaving tomorrow. Mm. We'll leave everyone with this as the final game. I was packing. I packed all my clothes in a separate suitcase, and I put all my shoes in my carry-on. I packed 3 shoes.
Okay.
I saw that.
My shoes were Sean's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Multicolored trainers. I'm wearing my sail once tomorrow, and I pack some slides. What would you guys pack? 3 shoes on vacation. Go, Alan. Ooh. Now. Go.
Where am I going?
Animal pack. Because those mm-hmm. look fucking nice.
Next. People are just gonna be like, next. Stop thinking. God, stop thinking while you talk.
This is supposed to be quick.
Yeah,
well, it's not. Fire round was earlier this episode, Lawrence Hopkins.
You don't have an outline.
No. Shut up. This is different than that. What
stop
do you
thinking.
Mean?
Stop stalling. Stop stalling.
I'm stalling because this is what I do. I fill the dead air. This is what happens. All right?
You're giving them time to think now.
I'm going
to
go with the A Dunk Low. Does that have to be specific?
Sure, A Dunk Low.
Jordan 1, and that's it.
Okay. Joel, 3 shoes in your carry-on.
Okay. Red Air Max 1.
Yep.
Blue Air Max 1. And Vans.
Mm-hmm. Surprise.
I was going to go green Air Max 1.
Alvin.
Solar Soft Slides.
Mm-hmm. So soft.
Yeah, but slides is like a fourth. That's off to the side. So you still got to say 3 more.
I said
3 shoes.
Yeah,
though.
And he has a pair of slides.
And a slide. So, okay, so that's your slide.
Okay, Solar Soft Slide.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that I would wear silhouettes. My black cement 3s,
mm-hmm.
Vans old school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what color yet. probably my Air Max 90s.
Which color?
Infrareds, man.
Infrared.
Obviously.
Everyone listening, we're going to post a story, reply to it, tell us what 3 you would wear or bring on vacation, and we'll let people know next week which one was our favorite combination.
Yeah.
Oh, do they get anything?
No.
They get a shout out.
They get a shout out. That's worth gold. That's priceless. You're welcome in advance.
Oh,
I'm not even going to be here. I'm making all these promises.
I know.
Next week, we're going to do this. And
we're
going
to pay attention to all the things you
next
guys
week, we're going to have a poet. Sean Witherspoon's going to be on the show with us. Brian Eaves said he's going to show up.
Bill Nye, too.
Roses are red. Violets are blue.
Oh, my.
What kind of shoes will you bring with you? Bars, bro.
Sean Witherspoon, the poet.
The poet.
Dang.
Sean Witherspoon.
Love Witherspoon.
Thank you, Brad, for the theme song. Big shout out to the Sneaker Podcast.
That's a good one.
Matt and Zach with friends. Thank you guys as well for the support. Thank you to the listeners. We want to know what 3 shoes you'll pack on vacation and what you guys think of the podcast. Any questions or suggestions? Mm-hmm. Fire round questions. Shoot us some.
Quick Oz.
Please.
Quick.
Sneaker related ones or whatever, fun ones like that, just to break the ice of the podcast. Mm-hmm. This is True to Size. We are a weekly podcast. We release every weekend. You can listen to us on Podbean.
Yeah.
iTunes.
Okay.
Google Play. Mm-hmm. I always say iTunes like that.
iTunes.
Or like Google
iTunes.
Play. And YouTube.
YouTube.
Where's Spotify at?
Yo, they took a walk, dog.
Actually, hold on. Let me check a refresh.
Yo, they took your threat. They heard our serious dog.
They heard our episode last week, and they walked.
Oh, my God. I need to protect my neck. Someone get me a turtleneck.
Whatever that means. I need a cast.
Someone find me a scarf. What happens when they catch me on the ones? What's going on?
What does that even mean? Does he mean the shoes?
He called me fam, but we're not related.
You're not my brother. Spotify is still under review. Speaking of review, please review us on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Give us them 5 stars. For the YouTubes, please drop us a like, a comment, subscribe, and follow us. Why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
We have a little cute Facebook group called CGS Talk. Mm. That's facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. You can head there just from some little discussions, stuff that we're selling. And some dude just keeps posting up his YouTube reviews.
Nerd.
Yeah. Anyways.
He'll never be on the show. That for sure.
Never. Hold on. Is his name Stop?
What?
something Stop, not Go, right?
Something. Oh, Go! Wow, that's SMH. You can also go to CanadaGotSold.ca.
Did a dad joke.
And check out our latest pieces. You can find me at _Spooner.
Laughing at your own joke.
Alvin Martinez, yep. Where can they find you, dad joke man? God, I just thought of Donatello's stick again.
Yo, full of jokes today, dog. You know.
Oh, God. I like it, though.
You can find me at...
Oh, hey.
Get it. What? Yo, bars, eh? At Mr. Q-Mart. MisterQ and then Mart.
Bouncing around, bouncing around.
Hey.
Joel Hernandez, where you at?
You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsAnyway.
And Lawrence Hopkins.
Can find me at SEAN. Wait, no. At L Doggy Styles.
L Doggy
Styles. At L Doggy Styles. Stop.
Stop.
At L Doggy Styles on Instagram.
Oh,
Alan, please hurry up and end this
goodness.
Podcast.
And you can stop. Find all of us. I'm going to cut all of your mics. You can find all of us at Canada Got Soul. But first, to end this episode, I wanted to leave you guys with one of my favorite quotes of all time from Steve Prefontaine. To give anything less than your best is to sacrifice the gift. We are CGS. We are out. Remember to rock your kicks. Talk to you guys real soon.
Peace.
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 Still feeling that runner's high.
Oh, man. That was a cute game.
Holy crap.
That was good. That was good.
Fire, 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 fire.
Yeah, no, I wanted to do that, too, with just to have something that the audience can, like, interact with us
yeah.
at the end of
every episode.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. With a B.